The National Endowment for the Arts is embroiled in a series of controversies, some of which were addressed when the agency's main advisory panel met this weekend in Washington, D.C. Performance artists Karen Finley and Holly Hughes are back in the eye of the storm. The sexual and political content of their work make it controversial. Some have called it indecent. Earlier this summer, their NEA grants were vetoed by Chairman John Frohnmayer in spite of the favorable recommendation of peer review panels. Two new applications by the artists were on the agenda this weekend. Again, their proposals had been passed by peer panels. But this time, Frohnmayer urged the advisory council to send the applications to a new set of peer panels, and they agreed. I asked Stefan Salisbury what the reasons were. Salisbury is covering the NEA for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
There was a question of conflict of interest with those two grants and with three others. Hughes and Finley have two collaborators who sat on the panels that recommended the grants. That's not unusual with the endowment, and the endowment has ethical guidelines to cover such situations, which were followed in this case. But essentially, the council changed the rules in midstream. They said, yes, you followed the rules, but that's not good enough in these troubled times, and so they sent the grants back to a newly constituted panel that won't be open to charges of conflict. This, I might say, really enraged artists in Washington who were observing the meeting, and it disheartened endowment staffers. The core of the endowment, what makes the endowment work, they say, has been the integrity of the peer panel process, and what this decision has done is cast a shadow over that process.
When does the Congress vote on the reauthorization of the NEA?
Well, that's a $64 question. The Speaker of the House has said that he would bring the endowment matter to the floor of the House in September, or he says possibly October. There's a growing feeling among endowment supporters on Capitol Hill that perhaps reauthorizing the entire agency might not be the best course during an election year. And that perhaps just simply carrying the endowment over into next year using, say, the appropriations legislation as a vehicle might be the best course, avoiding a very divisive floor fight.
Would you say that within the NEA there's division now over how to proceed?
Within the NEA itself, I think there are a number of very dispirited people. I think that they see their principal constituency as the arts community. This is, after all, the community that they are funding, and they see a number of the decisions that have been made in recent months as undercutting the endowment's relationship with that community. I think it's important to realize that that Frohnmayer's decisions and his conduct of the meeting really were like the head of any embattled federal agency. But the fact of the matter is that the NEA is not like any federal agency. It's not, we're not talking about $5,000 for toilet seats here or $500 lug nuts. We're talking about art. And therefore, his actions and his decisions aren't really aimed at cutting waste or mismanagement. They raise questions about aesthetics and censorship and fairness, and these are questions that are right at the heart of American culture, and I think that's why this debate has become so rancorous. I think that's an extremely important point.
Stefan Salisbury is a cultural affairs reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer.